Yes, that's right. If you've accidentally stumbled onto a radio, you are listening to RDU 98.5. This is the Burnt Breakfast, and I'm absolutely delighted to have in the studio with me right now, releasing new music today, is the one, the only Fraser Ross. Good morning.
Howdy, howdy.
How are you?
I'm very well.
So, anyway, you're releasing new music, but before we get into that, how has your summer been?
It's been the best summer of my life, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I've just been a big statement.
I know, it is a big statement, eh? But it's, yeah, I've just spent 2 weeks on tour, mainly around the South Island.
Now with the band, correct?
With the band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've been playing my music and with the band, and then also I'm in another big band called Newtown Rocksteady, who are a 12-piece.
I love that name. That's a great name.
Well, from Newtown, and we play rocksteady music.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
I used to be living in Newtown in Wellington.
Yeah, I was going to say, not now.
Not now. No, I'm one of the fly-ins now.
Oh, right.
But that's great. And we had a fly-in from Paris, from Yukon.
Wow.
Like, we've been playing together for ages now, and like, it's just like mates coming back together.
Yeah, yeah. It must be just like friends partying, really.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, it's just been a dream, eh?
And like, so has that been a nationwide tour, or...?
No, we pretty much just do the South Island. I mean,
yeah,
traditionally,
right.
We do this tour every year. We just sort of do the top of the South. There's probably 6 places you can go.
Oh, okay.
With real short drives, which is also what makes this tour real good.
Yeah.
Because that can be the thing with touring that can stitch you up.
Yeah.
We've got to drive 8 hours to Auckland from Wellington today. And you're like,
That's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. It's like we've got to drive an hour.
Oh, that's like, so manageable.
We can
it's
manage
fine.
That. We can do that.
And I like firmly believe the South Island is lovely to drive as well.
Oh, it's just stunning.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So anyway, you have a new song out today called Cards.
I do.
Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, it's coming off an album that's coming up soon. It's called Cards because it's, it's running a big metaphor on me not being good at playing cards.
Yeah, right.
I'm not good in relationships, you sure?
Oh, right. Oh, gosh. Oh, dear.
Not good at playing hands. Always want to get involved in new games.
Yeah, right.
And,
oh, dear.
Yeah. But it's, it's just a short little thing.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's a lovely wee song. And it's part of an album coming out?
Yeah, an album called Thunderhead, which is coming out in March 22nd. Yeah.
Love that name, Thunderhead.
Thunderhead.
Is that like a metaphor on you again as well?
Well, it kind of is to a degree. Yeah, there's a song on the album called Thunderhead, which is some men talk about the weather because they think like thunder. But to be honest... I was running away from my last relationship, and I went to America for the first time.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's efficient running away.
I was like, really got to get far away. Quick, that's as far as we can go.
Oh, wow.
And so I ended up in LA, and then just, it was too hot for me and too weird, and just went north and north and north. And
oh, okay.
Ended up in, like, this forest in the middle of Montana.
Oh, wow.
Called the Lewis and Clark Forest, and there was an artist refuge up there, which was called Thunderhead.
Oh, right.
And it was freaking amazing. It was like all these artists from around the world, like musos and around America. And it was like a 60-acre thing in the middle of these pine forests. And we were building log cabins and having big fires at night.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
Massive jams around the fire.
Oh, that would be great.
Like there was horns, like really good jazz, profession players.
Oh, my God. That would be incredible.
It was stunning. There was probably 20 or 30 people there. And I stayed up there for a couple of months and... just sort of helped heal me, and that was when I started coming back home.
Yeah, right. So what about, like, musically? That must be a great kind of developmental environment.
It was just an awesome jam environment. Like, pretty much my dream is, like, I always just want to be able to play around campfires.
And so
playing around campfires where there's, like, heaps of proficient musicians, because I can be a bit of a show pony and, like, sing. I'm happy to sing the song, but you kind of need someone to sing the song and have a song. But then you really want people who are great musos to do other stuff and like have solos. And so I was just a pig in it up there, honestly.
Oh my gosh, it's so cool.
Yeah, it reinvigorated me.
And now, what did you say the forest was called?
Lewis and Clark.
As in, like...
Yeah, the travellers, the who discovered him.
Yeah, right.
Did the Columbia or the...
Something like
Is
that.
Is it Missouri? They basically, I think it was Jefferson, you know, the president.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wanted to find if there was a water passage from the east to the west coast. So I think they went up the Missouri, it's called, and they went all the way
right,
up there.
Right.
But I'd actually just read a book when I was over there called Courage Undaunted, which is about their travels.
Oh, okay.
And so when I saw this place come up on, it's called Workaway. Have you heard of that thing?
I have heard of Workaway. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's in the Lewis and Clark Forest. I'll give him a ring.
Oh, that's
and
then so I was cool.
Like, oh, boom, boom. You know, it's just like boom, boom, boom.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Like, yeah. So you mentioned after staying there for a bit, you kind of returned to humanity a bit more. Is that when you started the album?
Well, I wrote Thunderhead, which is one of the songs with the title track, at that place.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I didn't start recording until... I've been recording it, actually, for ages, probably a year and a half ago or something.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow.
Been chipping away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But mainly in Wellington, because lots of my musical community is up in Wellington. Although, having said that, actually, I started in Wellington, and then I just sort of started meeting, like, musos down here, and I got... become good friends with, do you know Thomas Espista?
Oh, yes, yeah. The I beast. Think every musician and music adjacent person in Christchurch knows him. Yeah.
Oh, he's just such a lovely man. I'd call him a genius. Eh? He's just.
Oh, very skilled.
Yeah, yeah.
Very skilled.
I mean, he's just brilliant at everything.
Yeah,
I mean, he's
yeah.
a great drummer.
It's a bit unfair, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not. It's, again, it's what I love hanging out with those people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I like writing the songs, and then, like, when it comes to arranging and stuff like that, like, I have little ideas, but are often, like, quite shit, I reckon.
So, right. But, that helps, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he's just, like, a million great ideas.
Yeah.
And a beautiful ear for melody.
Very helpful.
Yeah, yeah.
So, would you say, because, you know, you mean you've recorded this a while ago, would you say you're naturally, are you a very fast creator or a slow one?
Yeah, I write quite a lot of songs. I've got way heaps more songs
oh,
ready
really?
To go.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
And I've just been hesitant to put it out because it's like lots of the songs are based on, like, me just being a tragedy in relationships. And it's just like, I'm sort of over that.
Yeah,
the healing period is done. And so I'm like...
Mm.
I was just like, I've just got to get it out, otherwise I'm just going to go into something else.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And yeah.
Well, just before we play this song, Cards, which is brand spanking new today, I've got to ask, 2024, do you have much else planned, or are you kind of seeing where this year takes you?
Well, I've got a tour that's just coming together. To do this, which will be just around New Zealand and then Sydney, I think I'll go to.
Then
I've just got all these other songs that I want to start working on. I've got one especially that I'm really keen to get fired up real fast. And I've actually become recently obsessed with karaoke. So
it wasn't the answer I was expecting.
Yeah, I know. It's so good.
What about karaoke is captured?
What is
your attention?
I don't know. It's transformed the way that I see songwriting, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Somebody showed me, you know, like, once you get ingratiated into the world of karaoke and you see, it's about the kind of tender, silly, campish sort of songs.
It is.
That really work well.
Yeah.
And just singing them in bars and stuff like that when I get into them, like, this is kind of the songs that I want to write now. Like, I've been kind of like hidden and, you know, I've always been like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
of
so
course,
now I want
right.
to be a bit. Try and open that up myself and write a bit more.
Oh, that is fantastic.
I know. Yeah,
I think
I'm excited.
That's great. That is super cool.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good luck with that. You'll have to come back and we can discuss karaoke in further context.
100%.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
Oh, The Hole of the Moon. You might not know.
Oh.
You saw the whole of the moon. It's
not
a very good recording. The production on the original is quite bad. Actually, the karaoke version is often better than the original. It's great.
I do get amused by the karaoke version of some songs, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite...
Sometimes you're like,
ooh. Yeah, you're like, ooh, there's a lot of creative license taken
with this.
That is fantastic. I want the Fraser Ross karaoke album. That would be...
I know. Well, I'm thinking about doing it at my album release and having a karaoke portion of it rather than having a support act. I'll just play and then we'll just go into karaoke.
That's brilliant.
I think it'd be great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm filled with excitement now. I think this is great. Hey, Fraser, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Lee.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. And to our audience right now, I'm going to play the brand spanking new song. This is called Cards by the one, the only Fraser Ross. Is it fairly good depiction of like the music to come?
Yeah, ish. I'm always a bit variety, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of in that vein, I guess.
Cool,
indie rocky.
All right, I'm so excited to play the song. I think it's absolutely beautiful. So to the audience out there, one more time, this is called Cards. Please enjoy.
Pack up my bags and put on my shoes when it's done.